The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 146. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sonic Mania.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What's up?
Brian Manjoma.
Is everyone excited for that hot new PlayStation exclusive?
Brett Murdoch. Brett, say something, you ghost of a man.
Hi, people.
Can you hear me now? Hello? Yeah,
there you go.
Hello? Checking.
There you go.
We got Adam Vail in the house.
What up?
All right. And we got a very special guest tonight joining us from the Co-op Podcast, WrestleCast, and Twitter, Miss Dana Abercrombie.
What's up, folks? I'm ready to down that throw.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the spirit.
I love it. All right. We're going to get to know.
I did not know that your last name was Abercrombie.
Yeah, that's her real last name, by the way.
Yeah, real name.
By the way, I told this to Dana the other day. When I first met her, she told me that last name. I thought it was like a stage name, you know? Like, oh, I'm a fashion person, Abercrombie. No, that's a real ass. That's a real ass last name.
Are you a fan of the brand?
No, because I'm not a faggot.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yo, man, it's not like 1990. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
There's like four guys in the chat right now real hot about that. You got to be careful.
Well, I'm sorry if I offended you guys, you Abercrombie aficionados.
It's wonderful. It's his own audience.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Dana's. Oh, I see a dog in the background of Brett. Anyway, so Dana, we're going to get to know you in a little bit, but first.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Brett, man, are you ready, man? Are you excited, man? We're doing this fucking contest, man.
I am ready for this shit. Tony and I have been talking about this.
Look at what we're giving away, man. This is the collector's edition.
This box is huge.
It's a fucking monster because it comes
with
this.
That's what he said.
This show's getting off to an interesting start. So there's Sonic, you know, Sega. Here's the thing. This thing doesn't look. Brad, you got yours too, brother?
They can be friends.
Yeah, they can. Or they could fight. Mine doesn't talk.
Well, yeah, you got to put a battery inside of that. I was trying to tell you that during the live stream we did.
Yeah. So we're going to give you more details later on in the show, but we're going to do this for episode 149, which is in a couple of weeks. I'm fucking excited, man. I can't wait, you know? But we'll get to that a little bit later. But for now.
But before we do even this giveaway, that we talk about this giveaway stuff, dude, you got to get those fucking books out to our fans, man.
Yes, I do. I got to get those books out. Actually, this Sonic never talked. He's a good Sonic, you know. By the way, the real Sonic has black eyes and like green shit.
Well, if you want to see the real one, remember the one that had fangs?
Oh, shit. Yeah, the death metal one.
The death metal one. Drink the blood from the lamb.
Awesome. All right, man. Oh, go ahead, Brett.
What? I didn't say anything.
I thought you were about to say something. Okay, cool. All right, Dana, we got to get to know you because this is the first time I throw it down, so people don't know who the fuck you are. So we're going to get to know you. First thing I ask every new guest, gaming origin story, where did it all start for you?
I'm an only child, and my parents didn't want to play with me, so they gave me video games.
All right, so what did you play during those years?
During those years, my very first, and this ties into the Sonic thing, my very first console, second console was a Sega Genesis, and it came with the Sonic and what was it? Sonic and Knuckles, and then the Sonic Hedgehog 3. So that was my first love.
By the way, you just made us all feel very old by that being your first console. Just saying.
She said second.
Well, I still have the games. Like, I still have them, and they still work. So I'm really enjoying this Sonic right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're going to get to Sonic in a bit. All right, so what other games did you play during that time?
During that time, it was a lot of Street Fighter, a lot of Mortal Kombat, and I had the Game Boy. That came, I'm pretty sure that was like I'm not sure which console it came after that, but I had the Game Boy, and it came with the Tetris and the Jurassic Park. So those were like my very first loves right there.
That's awesome. And how did you get into this whole gaming writing thing?
I was actually stuck in another country, and I was asked by a mutual friend of ours who, you know, you write. I was writing for actually politics. And he was like, you write and you're a great storyteller. Do you play video games? I'm like, yeah, I still play video games. And that's what happened. I signed up for the site. I was interviewed. I did a couple articles. My very first game review was for DuckTales.
Nice. And this was Dual Shockers back in the day.
It was.
We don't speak about Dual Shockers anymore. shout out to Joel and the fellas, man. And now you're over at the Coalition. What do you do at the Coalition exactly besides all the podcasting and shit?
Besides the podcasting, I'm basically the entertainment editor. I do video game reviews as well, and I do editorials and news stuff, but I also do a lot of the movie reviews. I interview a lot of the actors and the directors and screenwriters. So it's any entertainment, movie, televisions. Like, we just did The Defenders, and we did a podcast with that, and I've seen it already. So anything entertainment, I do over there. I handle that.
That's awesome. And I give you props for that, because you tell me some of the stories with these prima donna actors. I'm like, I'm glad game developers aren't like that. They either want you, they either go out of their way to like talk to you, or they ignore you. They don't actually like, okay, you could interview me, but you need to do this, 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 and that. I'm like, man, get out of here with those stipulations, man.
Yeah, they treat you like that, unless you're like, you know, Access Hollywood level. They kind of treat you like, you know, dog doo-doo.
Yeah, fuck those guys, man.
Real good.
They
cater. Well,
say that again.
Food. The food is good when you go on these interviews, and they have like the craft service.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the best part.
Remember that one time we at Comic Con, we snuck into like the back room. We didn't know it. We were eating all that food, and then Christian Slater showed up, and all these other celebrities. Like, we're not supposed to be here. It's like, just keep our mouth shut and keep eating. They didn't kick us out.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I forgot what the hell it was, but I saw. I'm like.
Smaller, but I confused him with Robert Englund, and I had like this big fit, and it told him how much I enjoyed Freddy Krueger. It was just a mess.
Yeah, that wasn't Robert Englund. That was Frank Miller.
So, question for you. I know stolen food tastes better. Does food stolen from Christian Slater taste better than regular stolen food?
That's a good question. It's
delicious. Hey, man, don't mess with Christian Slater. He looks crazy, even today.
No.
He's a nice guy, man.
He came up to us and introduced us to him. He was like, hi, my name is Christian Slater. And I'm like,
no, he didn't say Slater. He said Christian. I'm like, I'm Tony. How are you?
Yeah, he was like, hello. And I'm like, hi, I'm Dana. I'm like, no, it was like, he was really, really great. Great guy.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
He's got nothing going on. That's why he's great.
No, he was.
Oh, damn.
Come on. You know it.
Now, he was on that show, you know.
He's on Mr. Robot, isn't he?
Yeah, he was on
Mr. Robot.
The whole Mr. Yeah, Robot.
Exactly. He's on Mr. Robot.
That's a big hit.
that's a huge show.
Yeah, the second season wasn't so great.
Listen, I'm glad that Christian Slater's getting money. But he is on Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
On TV.
That stigma doesn't exist anymore. Like, if you're on TV, it doesn't mean that you've failed. Now it's actually a big thing, you know?
Yeah, they're all doing it now.
Don't worry about it, though. I felt the same way, because I was like, I don't know what the fuck a Mr. Robot is. So Dana, I didn't tell you about that. You know, I haven't even heard of that show, you know?
Hey, listen, you know the other guy who's been to Mr. Robot? It's the dude from Until Dawn, the crazy kid.
You lost me.
He did a few more.
The crazy kid, I don't want to give away a spoiler, but yeah, crazy fucking kid.
Oh, until the game, right? I didn't play the game, so I don't know.
You didn't play Until Dawn. What's wrong with you?
I'm not a Sony pony, apparently, you know? All right, man, let's get into our main topic. This is funny to me, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's actually fucking hilarious. Not because of like the actual news itself, but the reaction that the fanboys have been having. Hilarious.
Tell us the story.
Okay, so basically, it turns out that Crackdown 3 is getting delayed.
Fake news. Fake news.
You know, so the game's getting delayed because, as you could tell from all the previews, Manny, you said this, like, that shit didn't even look done.
The game doesn't look ready, man.
You know, so no
surprise there. They're demoing a game that wasn't even ready.
You know, so obviously, you know, here's the thing. Like, we always say on Throwdown, if you're going to delay a game, that's fine. Do what you got to do. But now it begs the question, what's going to be on the Xbox One X specifically to entice people? This is going to be one of the pillars of their launch lineup, right? Now, it's nothing. Forza. That, yeah, I don't know, man. This is go ahead.
Game could only take you so far. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
This sucks for them, man. This really hurts them. It really hurts them. And I feel bad because I was looking forward to that. You know, you know what? There's one way that they can sort of swing this around, and it's by goodwill. Give us Crackdown 1 backward compatible. Roll that.
That'll be enough, though, bro.
You know I think
that'll be enough just to make the hardcore fans happy, because then they'll be like, yo, at least we can play this. Remember that? Yep, let's play it. I would jump back into that. But yeah, it still sucks, though. It really does.
Yeah, it's like, what's going to be on the system to entice people to buy this shit?
Hey, man, I don't know about you, but Super Lucky Tales is going to be 4K textures, man. So
the hottest shit.
It's going to show off the power, man. It's going to show off the power. Yeah, it's bullshit, yeah. Man. Like, it's Forza 7, Cuphead, and Super Lucky Tales, like, the only games coming out, right, that we know, like, are the biggest games coming up for Xbox, exclusively, at least.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous, man. What's the point of releasing a console if you don't have anything to show for?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
I mean, this is even a worse situation with the PlayStation 4 Pro. Remember that launched? That wasn't that hot either.
It wasn't good. But the difference is PlayStation was selling really good. I mean, it's on the lead. Microsoft is coming from behind. It's trying to make up money. Like, it's trying to make up ground, but
I think they're too far behind, and they know it. This is more like they're still making money. People can't get it all twisted. I mean, they're making a profit. It's just there's just not the number one console out there.
By the way, I need to read this statement from Shannon Loftus, right? So after she explained, because she did, you know, she gave like an exclusive to Polygon. After all that, she explained the Xbox One X launch lineup will be one of the greatest lineups of games ever available with a major new console release. Yeah, I didn't add words to that, people. I'm reading it verbatim where she said,
"Fake news."
Here's the thing: it's like, okay, so then if it's gonna be the one of the greatest, what's launching with it? What will make Xbox, you know, fans really really want to do this?
Because
I'm gonna say this, like, at least, you know, Sony had a couple of deals with, you know, they didn't have, I don't think they had a specific major release that coincided with, you know, like, internal major release that coincided with the original PlayStation Pro, right?
Not really.
But they did have a couple of things that did demonstrate what the PlayStation Pro could do. Like, at the launch of the PlayStation Pro was, you know, it was Tomb Raider, you know, the Tomb Raider 2, I guess. Then they had, you know, later on a couple. I mean, wasn't Final Fantasy not released not long later after the Pro, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So you had these things that did demonstrate what this thing does, at least around the time. And I feel like Cuphead or what is it, Ori and the Blind Forest 2, or a lot of those games really can show exactly what these improvements, you know, visually show what these improvements are.
You know, by the way, the reason I was laughing is because ReCore is getting a definitive edition. There you go.
I still don't believe that either. I don't believe that either. I'm like, that makes no sense because they didn't release any DLC with that, right?
I don't believe so.
Man.
Well, then, I mean, the whole point of a definitive is like, oh, you get everything that was in it. I mean, it's this gen. It's not like, oh, it's a 360 game being upgraded. It's Xbox One game. I don't get it.
I mean, I feel unless they did some sort of work on the game and made it less less grindy like it was.
Yeah. By the way, Richard Bailey, he's in the chat room. He goes, the technical issues will all be in 4K uncompromised.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe that's what Recore. That's what Recore Definitive Edition is. It's the fixed version that should have come out of.
That's apparently what it is. That's apparently what it is, man. But yeah, and then you know, go ahead.
How about Middle of Earth Shadow War, since that's coming out?
Yeah, that's.
And that's like one of the hot things this year.
I mean, you know, yeah, like,
it's just one slight thing about that.
Yeah,
you can get that on PC and PS4.
Yeah, but Manny said, like, at least the PS4 had some sort of games around that sort of time. But
Microsoft is not even pushing that. Like, they're not even saying, like, okay, you, at least with the Sony thing, they had a couple ones that they could be like, hey, this is the thing. But we didn't even see that. Even at the press conference, they didn't show anything.
They could start pushing it, though, because that's supposed to be...
They could.
Because they're going to have some exclusives for Xbox. I know that. Mm-hmm. Remember, okay. Shadow War was the first game, period, announced for Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was supposed to have some enhancements or something on it.
Yeah, so okay, really so there's one.
There's one. So, like, you know, give us... I feel like there should be...
What?
There should be a lot of quite a bit of reasons. I mean, this is also the same complaint I had about the PlayStation Pro, that there's just nothing. I mean, as far as improvements, they're just pretty, you know, light. It's like, oh, okay, great. So hopefully they have something there that just says to people, this is why to fans, this is why you should be owning this iteration of the console.
Yeah, it's a bad year for Xbox, because think about it like this. Somebody pointed this out. I didn't even realize this. At the end of the year, Microsoft is only going to have three major retail releases, exclusive. Halo Wars already came out, Super Lucky's Tale, and Forza 7. That's it.
Super Lucky's Tale came out last year.
Yeah, it kind of did. VR game. But go ahead.
I'm just wondering, in hindsight here, knowing what we know now, like, what was Microsoft pitching with their premium console? Like, what was supposed to be their secret weapon? What was supposed to be the thing that made people want to go out and buy this?
They never said anything. It was just supposed to be the most powerful console on the market. That's all they kept advertising as.
I mean, and to be fair, I guess PS Pro doesn't have any, you know, killer games that you need. We said that, but... You'd think Microsoft would be making some kind of push for the latter half of 17.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
My idea is, all right, what's one thing that Microsoft does have? Tons of money. They got money. So I think they're just going to go out there, start talking to these indie devs and any other devs, say, hey, what are you working on? Oh, I'm working on this, and that. You know what? Let me take a look. I like it. I'm buying it. Sort of like what we read in Console Wars. Remember when they would go to those events? Where developers would just show. I think that's their only way out of this right now. Go up. There's got to be a bunch of games in development that just haven't been signed, haven't been seen. And say, you know what? You're close to finishing. Yeah, I don't know. Give it like 4 or 5 months. We want it. Exclusive. Whatever. You know what I mean? I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of that, because that's the only way they're going to get out of this hole.
Yeah, you think they're going to show anything at Gamescom? Gamescom's this weekend.
I can see that if they have some European developers out there. I mean, there's plenty of studios in Europe. So if they're out there and doing what I just said, you know, saying, hey, we got the money, what do you got? You know what I mean? Just show some, oh, well, we've been working on this. We got this little trailer. We like it. We'll take that trailer. Thanks. You know what I mean? And then just show it off.
I see what you're saying, because Phil Spencer actually did say that there are games in development right now, but they won't be finished for another 2 to 3 years.
You know, because you need something. We're just looking at a lot of people, and I've read in articles when everyone's talking about those. Oh, look at all the in-house studios that they have left. They only have Rare, and you know they have the Turn 10. That's not even their studio. It's just the game. But you're thinking of these studios. Forget about that. What about all the other studios that they'll just buy games from? Remember when they did the Xbox Live Arcade? They have, I mean, their Rolodex of contacts has to be huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just get somebody on the phone and start calling these people. What are you working on? What are you working on? Are you almost done? Give me some funding. Let me see what you got. Oh, I like it. We'll give you the funding. Do you be done before the end of the year? Okay, we got you. Next. You know what I mean? I think
this. Yo, they could pull some Battleground shit if you think about it, you know?
Well, that's the other thing they're promoting as an exclusive. Remember that.
Yeah, they are, yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. It's like, because Battlegrounds was already in development before Microsoft swooped in, right?
Yeah, oh, Battlegrounds, yeah, no, that's been in there. They picked it up because of the hype.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, I mean, the issue with that is, like, Adam calls them studios, but for Microsoft, they're not studios. They're single game development factories. they don't treat them like studios. They're not capable of doing anything other than what Microsoft wants them to do, and that's the issue. And to be fair, like, I mean, at least I did, like, last year. I blamed Sony for not, like, pipping up all the games that is supposed to sell the console, because I even predicted that the PS4 wasn't going to outsell the Xbox One. And I'm making the same prediction this year. The Xbox One X isn't going to outsell the PS4.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, remember, Carlos, I actually didn't agree with you at first. Now I do. After seeing the Xbox X reveal at E3, I'm like, oh, I don't know now, man. You know? Yeah.
And the difference between both of them is one had nothing to lose. The other one has everything to lose.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what's the sad thing that's probably going to get people mad is the fact that this holiday season, the Switch is definitely going to outsell the Xbox.
If they can get the Switches developed and created.
Even if they continue having, like, supply issues, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Actually, you know what? We're going to get into it later because we got NPDs to talk about. But even with the Switch having supply issues, it actually won last month. The Xbox wasn't even in NPDs this fucking month. Oh, boy. It's bad, bro. You know? Okay.
People could, you know, flip that around and say, well, everyone's saving up their money waiting for the X. You know what I mean?
Then why are they spending money on the other systems?
Because they're cheaper.
I don't know. But to me, I'm like, if you're an Xbox guy, like, okay, why are you going to spend $500 on this thing when you can spend $250 on a PlayStation 4 and have everything, you know?
Yeah.
People go where their friends are, you know?
And the only people who know that the Xbox One X exists are Xbox fans and hardcore, like, gamers. Those are the only people that know the Xbox One X exists. Because this hasn't been on any commercials or anything.
Haven't advertised it.
Hey, Manny, get in here. I want you to pretend to be the regular consumer who goes into Best Buy and wants to know the difference between the X and the S. How would they act?
It's like, I don't know. It's like, I'm on the spot and I can't do it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm getting at. You'll come in and it's like, hey, I want to buy a new Xbox. All right, well, we got an Xbox X and an Xbox S.
What's the difference? One's more expensive and the other one is cheaper.
It's going to be a simple answer. One's more powerful. It's just like how they do it with phones.
No, but you know, they're going to be like, oh, it plays on your 4K TV. I don't have a 4K TV.
And you don't need this one. Let's go to the next section.
You know?
I just like the idea of them being sold, like, secondhand, just so be like, okay, I need an Xbox X. Okay, so do you need an Xbox X in box or an Xbox X out of box?
What the fuck?
What is that? Who's talking?
Who was that?
Somebody's playing an RTS, it sounds like.
I heard a female voice.
You know,
I heard, like, do you want to take my clothes off? I'm like, what?
Yo, what's going on Throwdown?
No, I will not make out with you.
Right?
You
know, what are you talking about?
Who's talking to Cortana right now, son? Man. You know? I think we pretty much covered this shit. You know,
Xbox, we all agree.
Oh, man. This is bullshit, Mr. Davis.
You know what? But it's okay, because hopefully they'll bounce back. You know, I mean, I remember when the PS3 was in the shitter for a long time. People were like, oh, it's done. Sony's done. They got hacked. Everything is gone. You know what I mean? And look at them now. So, you know, let's give them time.
Yeah, they need games, bro. They need games.
But they got money. That's the thing. They have money behind them.
But how much of that money are they going to put into it? Because, I mean, as we've actually kind of found out, they haven't actually made a profit off of Xbox.
They make the company itself just makes so much money from the enterprise systems. You know what I mean? So it's all about what they want to put in, and they don't want to fail. They already failed with the phone. They can't fail on this.
Yeah. Well, they better do something, man, because this shit is crazy, you know? All right, man, let's move on. Let's talk about some good news, man. Motherfucking Sonic Mania, man. The game. Oh, I love it. I love it. So the game finally came out this week. And Dana, I want you to get here because you reviewed the game for the Coalition. Yeah, so please start us off. What did you think of the game?
I thought it transported me to my childhood. It was literally, it is the definition of nostalgia. So for me, from the very beginning with the splash screen and even just the just how it looked and the fact that they kept it to the original and they just expanded upon it. It is the definition of how all like remastered games should be. And if you're going to, I just loved it so much. So, so much.
Yeah. And Brett, did you finally get your copy, bro?
Yes, I did.
Looks like you did.
yes, you did. So please tell us, man, because Brett was like talking to me since Tuesday. He didn't get it until today. And he was like asking me. He wanted me to tell him about the game, but without giving away too much.
I'm just so excited.
It's fucking Sonic, man. So yeah, what'd you think so far, dude?
Oh man, it is. It hits that nostalgia button, and it hits it hard. It is a huge amount of fan service. But not in a way that is rehashing the same old things over and over again, even though it technically is. It feels more like a love letter that was written to the Sonic franchise. And it is so incredibly dead on accurate. It takes you right back to those old days. And it's tough to say very much without even spoiling a lot, but like that boss in the second stage, y'all know what I'm talking about.
I was like, wait, what? Are they serious right
am
now?
Am I doing right what I think I'm doing right now?
Mr. Bubbles?
Wait, which one is
Mr.
that?
Bubbles?
Do we want to spoil it? I don't know if we want to give it away, but
no.
You play a different Sega game as the boss fight.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I know which. Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not going to say the name of it, but during the live stream, I called it the American name of it. And our friend Will Greenwald, who was in the chat room, was like, no. And then he said the Japanese name of it. So that's your clue right there. You know, it's a puzzle game from Sega. I'll leave it at that. Fucking. Yeah.
That gave me trouble actually because of the whole color thing.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, yo, I'm about to not play this ever again. You know, but I was like, you know what? Let me just stick it out and see what happens. And sure enough, I beat it. But man, I got stressed when I saw that. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So, Adam, you got it too, right?
Oh, yeah, I got it. And I realize I suck at it. You know, I suck at Sonic now. I don't know why. You know what it is? It's not even that. I was reading other reviews and everyone was saying the same thing. We're used to playing this type of game where you just keep running to the right. But now it's like you want to go to the left. You want to see what's there. You want to see, oh, wow, there's another path that can go up. I want to do this. So it's like you want to do a lot of stop and go. You don't want to just keep flying through everything. And that's what's screwing me up because then I'm running around and getting lost and I'm not just going straight to the right. I mean, but it's great. It's fun. I was playing a little earlier today.
Let me ask you something. Did you have that same problem with the old Sonic games? Because the level design in this is not any different than the first couple of Sonic games.
I mean, there's a lot of – no, there's some other things here with the zip line and then going back and then with the springs and the goo that turns bouncy, and that bouncy can send you here and there. And so
the thing is that it's taking that ideas from the original, you know, taking those classic type of levels and kind of expanding them, kind of like the way – the levels were in Sonic CD, they're very, you know, in those levels, you were looking for specific things. You were looking to destroy that plant thing to bring back all the plants in the environment, and then the little thing that has all the animals on it.
Yeah.
So no, that's what they're kind of doing.
The reason I was asking that because I remember when I played Sonic for the first time, I was messed up. I'm like, wait, I could actually go to the left if I want. You know, like that was the first like side-scrolling game I played that did that. And this is doing the same thing. It's not because remember, Mario is all right. You just keep going to the right. That's it. Sonic, you ultimately need to go to the right, but you can go left if you want sometimes, you know. So definitely has that in there. What I loved about this game was like not only was it like, you know, like the you know, it's hitting the nostalgia, but it also felt fresh, like a 2017 game, because there was a lot of cool little things in there. But even though I'm saying that, even though it still feels like a new game, it does also feel like the Sega Saturn Sonic game that never came out. Remember, the Sega Saturn weirdly didn't have a main Sonic game. It had Sonic games on it, really? But not a main one. Yeah, it never did. So this one feels like it would have come out from that era, you know? It's
For me, like, you could have, like, I was a kid, right, playing Sega on the Sega Genesis. You could literally stop, like, put me to sleep and wake me up playing Sonic Mania, and I would have think, it's the same freaking game. Like, really? it has the same feel, the same graphics. I mean, it's upscaled HD.
Yeah, I was about to say, it isn't because there's a lot of effects in there that weren't possible.
Yeah, it has.
They would have been possible on the Saturn, though.
They would. The thing is that the character, there's a lot more animation per characters.
A lot more colors,
A lot more colors than what the Saturn could handle at the time.
Yeah, it's like transparencies in the clouds and even some
transparencies the Sega Saturn couldn't do.
Yeah, that's true.
And the reason why I say this is, for example, the first level, like, it's pretty much a carbon copy of the level in the Genesis game. So I was just thinking, man, this is like, at first I played the first two levels and I'm like, what is this, just a remastered? Because like I didn't remember like any difference. The only differences were the boss fights that I noticed, at least.
No, in the first level, when you get to the last 25% of it, it's like,
there's a huge difference. Yeah,
you go underground. It's like, okay, this is completely different now. You know?
Yeah, like what the levels do is like they give you the level as you remember it, right? Like the first few little bit of it, and then they start to twist things for you.
Yeah, exactly. Right, right. And then when you get to the second stage of it, then it's like totally different. It's the same but different. But yeah, it always starts off the same, exactly the same, and then it starts changing up. Like I said, when I went underground, I'm like, what the fuck? This is crazy. I don't remember this shit. You know? Yeah,
and the third level is something completely different that I've never seen. That's the best level so far. I beat the first three.
What I don't like, Studio Obelisk.
Yeah, Studio Obelisk.
That's what I'm up to now. But what I didn't like is those little side things, like with the rings and you're running around and the little balls and stuff.
Oh yeah, Sonic 3, man.
Yeah, but I never liked it then, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll run around and get the coins. I'm looking to see if they have the pinball one. Remember the pinball one? Was that Sonic 2?
The it was like a
pinball machine.
No.
It was like turning. Remember, it was turning, and it was like bing, 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 and you had to make sure you didn't get into the center, or else it zapped you out. So you had to try to get all the coins before.
Which one was that? Go ahead, add it, Dana.
Wasn't that Sonic 2?
That's what I'm thinking. It has to have been Sonic 2.
Sonic 2 was Night Zone.
Oh, wait, no, you're talking about Sonic 1 where it's all spinning around and stuff?
Well, it's turning, and then, and you had to, like...
Yeah. That's Sonic 1.
The special levels where you get the chaos levels. No, those aren't in there.
See, and those I like, but the other ones are the ones that they have now where you're running around and the little blue guys are there, and I don't know. But besides that, it's fun.
Yeah, I liked it. Okay, this is my only nitpick about the game, right? The special stages where you actually get the Chaos Emeralds. I kind of don't like the fact that they use, like, 3D polygons. I kind of wanted them to use sprites and the Mode 7 shit that they use in Sonic CD. Manny, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I would have preferred like a pseudo 3D thing than an actual 3D thing. It looks fine, don't get me wrong, but I wanted it to be like a sprite with the Mode 7 shit, you know?
Did you notice that like even when you're in those special stages, like even the response time of your turns are feel the same as the whole games?
Yeah, they do. It's crazy, it's man.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. And I mean, one of the funny things for me is, I mean, even the Tails AI is stupid like the other games.
You know? Fucking
he's constantly it up. He's constantly killing himself.
Oh yeah, he dies all the time. Oh yeah.
Yeah, the game is right. I was talking to Brett about this. I was like, yo, am I crazy? Because I kind of want to name this my game of the year right now. I fucking
know. Oh, you're crazy.
You know? And Brett said I wasn't crazy, so I don't know.
Too soon.
You're somewhat crazy.
Okay, well, I am crazy, but I'm talking about just in this regard, you know?
It's like somewhat crazy, like halfway crazy. You just have to wait until the year's over with.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about right now, like, because I haven't had this much fun with a video game in a while. No,
what about Horizon? You loved Horizon.
Oh, I love Horizon, but this is a totally different feel. Like, Horizon, I enjoyed it, but this one, it's like I'm having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, most games I don't have fun with. I just enjoy it. There's a difference. Manny and I talked about this a lot, you know? I'm talking about, like, pure, like, childlike joy. Very few games give me that, you know? Horizon is a totally different type of beast. Hellblade is a different type of beast, you know? But, yeah, I love the game so much. The only thing, you know, besides the three levels, I will admit the last level kind of annoying. It went on a little too long, you know, but other than
how many levels are there?
Like 12, I think.
Okay, so wait, you almost finished the game?
No, I beat the game before. Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, I beat the game. I didn't get the full ending yet, you know, because I still got to get all the Chaos Emeralds, but I beat the game right before we started the show, bro. You know? Oh, I fucking love it, man. It's such a great fucking, like, this is the game I'm probably going to keep going back to, and I bought it twice, too. Got that shit on Switch. I was playing it on Switch a little bit. Playing it on Switch is a little bit weird when you're in, like, handheld mode, because there's no D-pad really. It's just buttons and shit, you know? So it's a little trickier. Those stages, those Sonic 3 stages are a lot tougher, you know? But it looks great, man. It looks fucking fantastic. It kind of reminds me of like what the game, what playing it on the Game Gear would have been if the Game Gear had better graphics, you know? It's really good. Remember the Game Gear Sonic games? Like they, you know, didn't look right.
They were weak.
Like Sonic was so big, and then like you barely saw anything around him, you know. But yeah, this game, I always have a hard time explaining things that I really, really like. I fucking love this shit, man. Get the game.
No platinum.
Yeah, that's a bummer, dude. Like, really? No plat? What the fuck?
It's a $14 game, I guess.
Right? It doesn't matter, man. I mean, you know, My Name is Mayo was a dollar game, and that had a plat.
Yeah, but I Am Mayo is I Am Mayo. That's the other thing, you know. That thing was desperate, you know.
But that's the thing. It's like, just ask for it. You just ask for it, you get it. It's like they didn't even bother.
Yeah. Yeah.
They I'm not exactly sure that what warrants the platinum, non-platinum thing. Nobody's ever really taken the time to explain it. Usually it used to be like the price range. But again, you bring up something like My Name is Mayo, which has...
Which is a dollar.
A dollar.
Yeah, I don't think there's a criteria, to be honest. No, you know?
I mean, by the way, My Name is Mayo is officially considered shovelware as well.
Yes, yeah, super shovelware. Hashling and Slasher says, plats are mid. Don't really care to me if a game has it or not. Okay, you know, that's a valid thing. I like them.
It's a game within the game. You know, yeah, man?
Exactly. There's a game more replay value for sure, you know? I Am Mayo is Game of the Year worthy. Oh, Fan and Vash, crazy, bro. All right, let's move on here to some July NPDs, man. And like I said earlier, Nintendo Switch killing the game, man. It beat out the PS4 and Xbox. But curiously enough, the Xbox didn't even chart. It sold less than 100,000 during a whole month. Ain't that about a bitch, you know?
Sad. It makes me sad. I don't like to hear this stuff. Why you gotta always tell me all this bad news? I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, you're on the wrong show, man. You're on the wrong motherfucking show.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
You know. All right. So let's give you the rundown of the games. You know, the top 10 games. We got Splatoon 2, Crash Bandicoot number 2. Brian, guess what number 3 is? Come on, Brian. I know you. I know what number 3 is.
That was my. That's the song to the game, isn't it?
No. Yeah.
GTA.
That's GTA 5?
I don't know.
No, okay. It's one of the earlier ones. That was the theme song.
Oh, to Crash Bandicoot.
No, to GTA. Okay. Remember, it was like Grand Theft Auto 3. It was like, the Grove Street one. That was that one.
Street. All right, so Grand Theft Auto was still in there. Final Fantasy 12 coming in at number 4. Legend of Zelda still holding in there, number 5. Injustice 2, number 6. Mario Kart 8, number 7. Overwatch, number 8. Rainbow Six Siege, number 9. And NBA 2K17, number 10, man.
Can I ask who has Mario Kart here?
Oh, I do.
You guys? I do. Does it still say "Welcome to Mario Kart"?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't say that. I do want to point out that. Yeah, I do want to point out that there are in the top 20 overall. There are 3 Call of Duty games on here.
Call of Duty.
Telling Call you of know? Duty.
People love that duty, man. I swear. You know.
I mean, some people don't because they think it promotes hate. You know, against Nazis and stuff, so they want to boycott it. Yeah, man.
They promote hate against hoes, man.
You know, they're like, oh, it's not right. They're killing, you know, Nazis and stuff. It's not right.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm still surprised by Crash Bandicoot. I didn't think anybody was going to buy that shit. I was wrong.
I'm still surprised. I don't know anybody. No one on my list is playing that shit. You're not even playing that shit. No one's playing that shit.
Yeah.
Nostalgia's a hell of a drug, man.
It really is, bro. You know, because the thing is, to me, that game came out when I was like 15 and I hated PlayStation. I'm like, man, that thing's bullshit. I was wrong.
PlayStation. But yeah. You did like it, right? With what you played?
Yeah, I liked it. It was good. You know, I had fun with that stream. You know, the stream. Oh, who is playing an RTS right now?
What is that?
Somebody's fucking us up with an RTS.
Somebody's keeping secrets. You hear that? Yeah. It's like...
By the way, there's on that link you sent, it says best-selling games of 2017 so far.
Oh, yeah. What are they right now?
Number 1 is the shocker of the year, at least for me, like sales wise, is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Adam, you got the plaid.
I got the plaid. Oh, what a grind that shit was. Oh my man. But I got
it. Number two is the game I predicted would outsell Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yo, Horizon's not even on this list, bro.
Yo, it's not, man. It's crazy.
Wow.
For Honor's number three, that's the other one that shocked me.
How? Who's talking about that game? Who is playing that shit?
Carlos.
Obviously, there are people right. playing it.
I'm just saying, me and you, right? All those guys that said, oh, no, Horizon will beat out. We're like, no. Zelda, man. Zelda.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you were right for that.
Take that L. Just, there we go. Just one for everyone.
Well, I'm not taking it out. I already ate the crow with Sasson on it, you know?
I'm with that Sasson. Everyone else, just take that L.
Sasson and aha.
Aha, you know?
Oh, no, Horizon Zero Dawn is there. It's number five.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay, good.
Ooh. It's after Grand Theft Auto. Of course.
Grand Theft Auto's number
Grand Theft Auto's still selling. Like, seriously, it makes no sense now. Like, I swear to God, like 2020, like, the best-selling game.
I'm telling you this. Every day, somebody's turning 17 and going in there and getting legal to buy it.
Did you know it was the perfect game?
It's the perfect game.
I have a question.
Can I ask you?
Still continue to sell after Red Dead 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think so.
Will Grand Theft Auto 5 continue to sell after Red Dead? That's a good question.
Do you guys think with Skyrim and GTA selling so well so far into their life that we're going to see companies trying to manufacture these types of games more?
Well, you're already getting that. Look at the Battleground shit. That's basically GTA with survival elements, you know?
We have Mafia. Yeah. We have...
Well, the simplest thing will the next Elder Scrolls be built to be a 10-year game?
I don't even think Grand Theft Auto was built to be a 10-year game.
Well, online, I think, was built to be at least a multi-year, but I mean, yeah, not 10-year. I don't know about 10 years. But.
Well, I mean, the thing is that online is incredibly easy to expand the gameplay because you don't actually need to create any real new gameplay types. You just need to keep the community alive with adding additional things every so often. So you get people to keep coming back.
People want to play games with their friends or something.
Yeah, I know. Friends, what are those?
And the thing is, just this week, they had some new, actually, it was last week, some new GTA 5 shit, all free. It's always free, this shit.
Every week they release shit, man. I'm telling you, I get an email from them that says, Rockstar Propaganda. That's what it's
yeah, the subject right.
there. You know, they're always releasing shit.
It's crazy, man. But there you go. So, yeah, the top. Okay, let's do that because that's actually interesting. The best games of 2017 so far. Wildlands, number one. Legend of Zelda, number two. For Honor, number three. Grand Theft Auto, 5, number four. Horizon Zero Dawn, number five. Injustice, number six. Mass Effect Andromeda, number seven. Resident Evil 7, number eight. NBA 2K17, number nine. And Call of Duty Infinite Warfare at number 10. Very interesting. You know, For Honor. I don't get For Honor. I don't fucking get that shit, you know? But, you know,
Most of my favorite games aren't even on the list.
You know, yeah, they don't got a... Yeah.
Some of mine, though.
Persona.
Yeah, Persona's not even on this shit, you know?
Yeah, but we expected that, right?
Yeah, that is true. Those games don't sell. You know, Nier's not going to be on that. Gravity Rush is not going to be on that.
The thing. They do sell, but they're not going to sell those kind of fucking crazy-ass numbers.
Yeah.
Like, you notice Final Fantasy's not on there either.
Yeah, it's not. Hey, Carlos, man.
Because it came out last year.
Yeah, no Heroes of the Storm on there, man.
It's a free-to-play game.
It came out last year, but yet Grand Theft Auto was on there?
This is a good point.
Come on, dude. Bullshit.
Is FIFA on there?
And Infinite Warfare came out last year, too.
So, yeah, so the best-selling games of 2017. So it doesn't matter when the game was. It could be fucking Minecraft from like 10 years ago. As long as it's selling a lot of money, a lot, it would be on that list.
Ah, but here's the thing, though. The best-selling games of the last 12 months are a little bit different.
Yeah, Final Fantasy's there.
Final Fantasy's there. Madden's on there. NBA, Battlefield, you know.
Maiden.
Yeah, For Honor's there. Fucking For Honor.
I think I have almost every game on that list except For Honor.
What about that other game, the Dark Souls esque game with the robot guys and robots?
What happened to that? Siege.
The Surge, yeah.
Surge, whatever the hell that is.
Nobody gives a fuck off.
Yeah, that dropped.
Don't you mean, Manny? Don't you mean any game that has a high difficulty rating?
Well, no, that one is specifically built like that. Like, it's very kind of twisty levels. It's essentially future Dark Souls. But I think the biggest problem with that game, and it's the aesthetics. It's a nice looking game, but the people in the game don't look cool. They just look like they just slapped a bunch of metal like metal plates to themselves and are walking around.
Don't worry, man. I'm going to say what you want to say. That game looks fucking ugly. notice he's not saying no.
Oh, shit. Yo, by the way, Phantom Bash said in the UK, GTA is the best-selling physical game of the year so far, with Crash Bandicoot is number two.
Wow.
So I think that's Brian's fault.
Yeah, it is Brian's fault, man.
It's your people, Brian.
I think Brian secretly just buying up copies, man.
That's all I do. Every day, just like new copy of GTA 5.
Think about it. It's like, if you're going to get a new console, we see a lot of consoles being sold, especially with PlayStation, and you're a teenager, that's like a must-have game.
Yep.
I mean, every teen wants that. If everyone says, all right, I want a game. If you walk into a game store right now and say, listen, I'm new to this. I want a new console. I want a game. Give you plenty of things to do, variations, all kinds of stuff, and I'm never going to get bored. The guy will give you Grand Theft Auto 5 because there's so much shit to do.
Yep, that's
you
right.
You get your money's worth.
That's true. So there you go, man.
I don't even think like, since there's a lot of things to do that it sells, just I think that brand is just so freaking big that
it's installed. It's they can. The thing is that even a bad Grand Theft Auto at this point will do incredibly well.
By the way, you realize the game still costs $60, right?
It's not lowered in price.
Well, online they lower. They do these sales. In fact, isn't there a Rockstar sale going on now?
Yeah, the digital ones they sell, but physical, it's still $60, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fucking crazy, man. All right, so let's move on to this topic. I threw this one in here because we have literally half the WrestleCast in this bitch.
What up?
And we don't really talk about wrestling on the show, but I noticed the guys in the chat really like that we talk about wrestling.
Damn right.
So let's talk about some motherfucking wrestling. So they announced the roster for WWE 2K18. I'll let you and Dana talk about this, but I'm not going to let you talk about it for 3 hours.
All right. 2 hours. You only need 2 hours for this.
Yeah. Here we go. Anyway, Dana, start us off. What do you think about the roster? Miss Abercrombie, where are you? What art thou?
Oh, nope. Sorry. My thing just gave out. You said, who's on the roster?
Yeah. What do you think of the roster?
I'm very happy for Sanity. Only thing that I'm happy for, because these are wrestlers that we've kind of already seen in the previous game. So Sanity, just my own personal favorite because they're one of my favorite factions. I'm happy for them. Overall, you know, my whole problem is this. They took too long to announce this. They took too long to even come out with some gameplay footage. Like, you know, a handful of these screenshots. And we're supposed to be excited because you know how to color and shade. But other than that, it doesn't seem like they even care. Game, here's a couple new wrestlers in it. They broke it down from like you get the different additions. It doesn't really seem like they care. Maybe Adam is different.
Adam, you hype, man? You hype for the roster?
No, I'm not fucking hyped because this is like, all right, it's like, what, 4 weeks or something like that that they're going to start spreading these out. So this was just the first week and the first listing. And almost everybody, like she said, that they showed in there are people that were from the previous versions. And then even some of the guys were like, there's no point mention, but like the gals, the club and stuff. These people were in the last one, but as DLC. So now they're just in it. But I have a feeling the people that we really want are going to end up being DLC. You know what I mean? And then they did some weird shady shit that Dana found out. Is that, you know how usually we'll see like a deluxe version and a legendary. There's actually modes and stuff exclusive to those versions. Modes.
Yep.
We're not talking DLC. That's some bullshit. So let's say if there's like a story mode or something for one of these guys, that's exclusive to one of the other ones. You know what I mean? And it's like, and then not only that, there are some wrestlers like Rob Van Dam and Batista and stuff, and they're attaching them as like special DLC packs with these. I mean, these are old ass guys. Why are they now being linked to these other games? Why isn't he just in the game? You know what I mean? It's like, it's bullshit. You know, so yeah, I'm not too hyped right now. You know, and it's, you know, and even with the gameplay that they showed, it's not really so much of a gameplay. It's dumb intros. You know, it's like most people turn that shit off after a while because it takes too long. It's like, all right, I've seen it. It walks down. It looks cool. Whatever. You know, and you just want to get to the game. That's what we really want to see. You know, and they haven't shown that shit off yet.
And unfortunately, they didn't even expand on the things that, you know, fans really wanted. What they did was, is like, you can have, what was it, create a video where basically you work on your entrance, your theme song, and that's like the big selling point. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. And that, did you see that, Dana, that when they announced it, something about like you can sell moves, like it's up to you if you want to lay down longer or some shit. I'm like, what are you talking? Like, they're trying to get very technical with it, make it more like the TV show, but it just doesn't sound like it's going to be fun to play. You know, it's weird. It's like something about like, oh, you can stay down longer and it'll sell longer and you'll have more energy. But then it's like, I don't know. We have to see this. There's some of the things they're talking about don't make sense.
And the price alone is just ridiculous. You have your standard, the 60, then you have the $149.99. What is it? No, what, I'm sorry, $129.99.
And the 100, then there's 101.
Don't forget the 50, the $150 one.
And then this is where it gets even better, because with, like, even with the season pass, there's still a lot of DLC that's not included in the season pass. So, like, a lot of these wrestler packs and stuff that they did before were not included in the season pass. You're spending all this money, and you still have to add on to that, you know, if you want everything. It's just pointless. You know, it's like they're just money grubbing at this point. You know, and they're not showing
anything. That's like a bunch of bullshit, man.
Who's doing this game? EA, right?
No, 2K.
It's
yucks. It's the same people.
Go ahead, Dana.
Or yucks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's disappointing. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And at this point, many people who are even excited for this, like, at all. No one is saying like that I'm gonna get that game day one, and they have all these like day one deals, and you're like, that much money and I can only play like 3 days before the game release? Who cares?
Yeah. By the way, slightly off topic, Hashlingen wants to know our thoughts on Pug or Pug the Wiggle or whatever. Adam's the only one that's played that shit. You know?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's fun with friends. It's fun.
Yeah,
with
we'll get to that in a bit. Any other thoughts on fucking wrestling?
We just have to wait and see. I think every week they're gonna release something else, and we'll just keep it up to date, and we'll talk more about it when they release more shit. But I mean, from their pattern, it's like they know what people want to see. They know the wrestlers they want, and then they don't put them in. If they do, they put it in as DLC. You know, they did that a few generations back with Samoa Joe. You had to buy that. You know, they did that with this latest one with Shinsuke Nakamura and stuff. Like, oh, you want him? Yeah, I want him. Okay, pay $10 for him. What? You know, and I feel they're going to do that now, probably with Aleister Black.
Yeah, by the way, I'm laughing because Richard said Pukes is a better name than Yukes.
Right, Pukes, Yukes, suck a free Sunday, whatever. This shit pisses me off. You know, this sucks. It just sucks. And what really sucks is that it's the only game in town when it comes to this. You know, Fire Pro is out there, but it's not on this level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would think that another studio out of Japan would come out and, you know, with one of the other promotions and just make something. Like, all right, this is what else we got, you know? But because they're the only game in town when it comes to this genre, I feel like they're lazy about it. You know, they don't give a shit. So they're like, what are you going to do? You know, it's like one of those. What are you going to do?
It'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of cool if WWE made a deal with two different companies to essentially make, you know, like, you know how like games, and there's two different types of football games that are made by two different companies. There's different types of WWE games.
Didn't they do that with Superstars, All-Stars? Remember the All-Stars? Was that a different studio?
No, it was all the same company. I think that was, I can't remember their name, but yeah.
That was a fun one, and that was more arcadey. Mm-hmm. I remember when that one came out, and then they just abandoned it. But that came out for almost everything. I had the 3DS version for that too.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Vita 3DS version and Xbox, and I have the PS4 one somewhere here, the PS3 one.
All right. I guess that's it for that. I guess, you know, again, since you guys kind of like some wrestling shit, we'll keep you updated on the game. You know,
Every week they said they're going to release new info on it, so
it'll be more info.
There'll be what happened.
It'll be more info. No one cares about.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right. So I guess, you know, since we still got some time here,
What games have y'all been playing? So, Adam, man, tell us about
What's that, Klingon?
Yeah, it's Player Unknown Battleground, and people just call it Pugba.
I just call it Battlegrounds. I mean, that's it. It is what it is. But it's fun. It's a good game. It's simple. You know, that's the thing about it. It's very simple. It looks very simple. You know, and people are like, oh, what's the big deal about it? What's so special about it? I mean, you go into the world, you find weapons and stuff. But once you die, one life, you're done. You wait, you come back. None of that stuff carries over with you. You know, and that's it. There's some loot boxes, but that's just aesthetics and stuff. You want new gear and things like that. But it's more of like it's more for like co-op, you know. You get some buddies together, you find each other on the map, you can spawn next to each other, and then you just go and start hunting people down, you know, and that's what makes it fun. But it also has like an intensity. Like last time I was playing, you know, I spawned in, you know, well, you drop out of a helicopter, and you know, I'm running around, and all of a sudden I heard like a gunshot off in the distance. Like, I don't know if that was toward me, somebody else. Who knows? I went running into a house, went looking around. The only thing I found was like a meat cleaver, you know, and then I closed all the doors. So that way if someone opened up a door, I'll know, you know, and then that's it. Just running around. It has like a spooky element to it also, you know.
That's cool.
Cool weather effects and stuff. So.
But Hashlingen wants to know, do you think it'll be a game changer for Xbox?
I think so. Because I think a lot of people that are on Xbox are hearing about this. Everyone, we're talking about it now. A lot of people hearing about it, but there's a lot of people that are just on console that are like, I'm not going in there in the PC world. I mean, just recently, like a few weeks ago, the PC version finally got controller support. Before that, you were using a mouse and keyboard.
Oh, fuck that shit. You
know? So when I went and played, I plugged in my controller, the 360 Xbox One controller, and it worked. So I have a feeling it will take off. Especially, you know, because of the content, because it's a shooter, you know, it's intense, you know, and it works well with friends, you know, and a lot of people like to do those type of things together. So, yeah, I think if all goes well and if it gets out of alpha, because, I mean, it's still in early access. That's the thing. On PC, still early access.
That's crazy. Selling
millions of copies.
Yeah, 6 million from last I checked.
Yeah, for an early access game. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, PC gamers are a different species, man. I swear,
they are,
you know.
They are. You know, I mean, so we'll see when that final version comes out. You know, it'll probably be a lot like the PC. I don't know if they're going to add anything special to it. I think it's going to be somewhat of a port to it, you know, to the Xbox, but we'll see, you know. And I think I predict that that's going to be their big seller for a long time because I see a lot of people that are going to jump in on it. They're going to realize, wow, the hype is real. This is a fun game. You know what I mean? And since there's nothing else to really play that's exclusive on it, people are going to flock to it.
Yeah. By the way, there's a Brett. Are you seeing the chat? There's a guy called Brett Soapbox in there, and I know that's not you because you're in there as yourself. It's hilarious. Brett's muted right
now. Yep.
You see this guy? That's nice. Awesome, man. That's
he's
how you
making
know.
Believe he's your soapbox, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he says 7 million sold now. Holy shit! Pugba. There you go, people. All right, Adam. What else you been playing, man?
Let's see. Finished the Wildlands. What a
grind. Let me ask you something, man. How did you feel when you finally got that platinum, bro?
Man, I felt like it felt like beating a game. You know what I mean? Like when you finally beat something, like when that shit popped for anybody in the chat or anyone else playing, because no one on the panels here has played it, it's the last trophy I had to get was kill 7 enemies with a landmine. And that is the most pain in the ass one you can get, besides the grinding one that took forever. You know, but that one was a pain in the ass because there's only a few spots you can actually do that. And it's the whole thing of like, it's a landmine, you know? So even if you see cars coming, it's only like 2 or 3 guys in a car, you know? So you have to find, there's one mission where there's like 7 guys, including one guy that are trying to hunt down. And you have to first throw some lure, try to get them all together, right? Once they get all together, throw some flashbangs, right? And then make a run real quick in the middle of them, plant the landmine, and then shoot the shit and hope that you killed everybody. Because it's not that simple. You would think with all these AI enemies and this war and stuff, oh man, it's got to be a truck that shows up with a bunch of them, plant the mine on the road and kill them, right? No, not like that. You know, so it was a pain in the ass, and that's why I left it for my last one. It took me almost like, I don't know, almost 2 hours. It's like trying a different strategy, trying to figure this out, and then eventually it popped. Once it popped, I refreshed. I saw it said platinum. I then right-clicked on it. Well, I pressed a little menu button and deleted
it. And deleted it.
That's it. Done. I have no desire to ever play that shit again. Now, there's a rumor. There's a rumor because they announced they have PvP coming. Then Ubisoft said that they want to incorporate the Battlegrounds mode, which is that, you know, one versus the world type of thing, killing. And they're thinking about incorporating that in one of their games. And a lot of people are thinking they're going to incorporate that into Wildlands, because Wildlands has the big open world already. You know what I mean? Wildlands has planes where you can parachute out already. You know what I mean? Everything seems to be there already. You know, so maybe they will do that, because really, Battlegrounds is just a mode. You know, it's just one big mode. You know, it's last man standing.
So, it's essentially what you, it's the, you know, it's kind of what Ubisoft is doing now. They're just taking modes and from in all of their games and making them into full games. So like that's the, you know, that is one mode. The Assassin's Creed is the boat mode. Yeah, I meant the pirate game is the boat mode from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, man. So, you know, so it felt great just to get that out of the way, because I put so much time into it. According to PSN profiles, it's been like 3 months, put in like 140 hours.
You know? That shit is crazy, man.
And it was mainly just the grinding. I mean, you got to think, they had like, I don't know, like 30 or 40 different skills, and then they each had like 3 or 4 blocks to level up. So you had to get resources and stuff to level those up. That took forever. You know, hunting down trucks and planes and trucks and planes and trucks and planes. Pain in the ass, but it was great to get that out of the way. The other thing I'm playing is the Sonic, you know.
Right.
2K17. Just trying to clear that up. But I still enjoy playing that. And there was something else I was going to play. But, damn. Probably go back to Horizon and go through that, because I haven't really put any time into that. And then that's pretty much it. I think cool. So.
All right, Manny, have you been able to play anything lately?
I get in a level of Sonic Mania every so often, so I'll just go in through like one level and then, you know, like complete the two levels and then I'll, you know, stop, because I can't really devote that much time to it because I do have a big heavy deadline on Monday.
Are you doing the share play?
Am I doing share play?
You know, I mean the Vita thing, the, you know.
Oh no, I haven't done that yet. I haven't actually tried it on there yet. As yet, and I've got my Vita here. I've just been walking into the living room because I don't want to be at my desk anymore. Okay. So I'm just walking to the living room. I turn on the PlayStation real quick. I complete the level, or if I just die all whatever lives, I'll just go and leave and then come back later.
Remote play.
I haven't done it for a little bit, but I haven't tried it on there. But I kind of want to be away from my computer, and then come back kind of a semi fresh mind.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the reason I ask is because you usually do the remote play. You know,
I usually do the remote play. Like for Metal Gear, I did remote play. I did actually do remote play for Bloodborne for a little bit too.
Nice.
I'm still playing Nier, obviously. I can, at this point in time, I can beat this third time of the game. And then I could come back and, you know, and grind out all the different other things. But I want to get all the fish and all the other things before I actually complete this run of the game. And I still have Hellblade. By the way, Hellblade did get a pretty hefty update.
Yeah, what's that about? I saw that today.
It's mostly, a lot of it is those kind of game breaking bugs that essentially stop progression.
Oh, like the one Jim Sterling.
Yeah, like what happened to Jim Sterling. There's actually a few other ones throughout the game, and they which is actually kind of cool. They're like Ninja Theory's incredibly transparent with this situation. They literally had like a blow by blow list of all the different things that they fixed. As opposed to like most things, they just say, you know, improved stability. You know? What the fuck does that mean? So yeah, so they actually go into it and tell you which things are there. So, but I mean, in general, Hellblade has always been a kind of an open project where they've, you know, let people in to see what things are going on. They almost treated Hellblade like a Kickstarter campaign where they did regular like update documentaries and stuff to tell what things they're improving, what things they're changing, stuff like that, which is very interesting.
Question. So, yeah, crazy. Do they fix the bullshit stuff that was in there? Where, like, you can change the resolution once you're in-game?
They didn't say there was a PC update. Yeah, then I think they fixed that. And I think they also picked another one where it was like a certain resolution would cause some sort of funky crash. So I think they fixed that on the PC version.
Okay. Interesting.
Just wondering.
But yeah, you can go to Ninja Theory site and check it out and see what the hell they fixed. But I'm actually kind of glad that I haven't actually fully played the game yet. So I'm like, hey, look, all the bugs are fixed.
Yeah. Brett Soapbox wants to know: did we play the game with headphones?
I am going to be playing it with headphones.
Yeah, I didn't. Brett, did you play with headphones?
I did.
Yeah.
What
you
heard something different, right? Because that's what they kept saying. You're going to hear different things as opposed to not having headphones.
I thought I heard more with the surround sound of my soundbar on.
Yeah, it's funny about that because I actually did play with headphones just for a little bit because I was testing out a pair. I felt that I heard more from my regular speakers on my TV than I did with the headphones on, you know? Like with the headphones, it seems like all the voices were the same exact level, whereas when I played on my TV, the voices sound like they're from different places, you know what I mean? Some were closer, some were further, but with headphones on, they all sounded exactly the same. So I don't know if that was the fault of the headphones. I don't know, but that was my experience, you know?
See, now that doesn't make sense then, because they kept saying, oh, it's sort of like, you know, when you played Manhunt, because in Manhunt, that guy, the evil lord of the whole thing, the big boss, you didn't hear him if you didn't have headphones. If you had headphones in, you heard him say all kinds of creepy shit to you.
Really?
You didn't hear it. Yeah, that's but you crazy. Didn't hear you didn't hear any of that dialogue unless you had headphones on.
That's funny, because I beat that game, and I, you know, without headphones, I wouldn't have known that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's always taunting you because essentially, you know, because your character in Manhunt is always wearing a headset.
Yeah.
So if you had one, you can actually hear what things he actually says.
Oh shit! Now I want to play the game.
I want to bring you the game. It's there, and you'll hear him. He's like, "Oh, there's a guy right around the corner. He's gonna get you. I know it." You know, and like creepy shit like that.
Yo, I got the game for Steam now. I should. Yeah, I'm gonna play that now. I didn't know. That's crazy.
Well, the problem with the Steam is that it doesn't support controller.
Oh, fuck that shit, then.
that was a downfall. Shit. You know what else doesn't support? Getting Up. When Getting Up came out on Steam, remember, that's a Mark Echo graffiti game? Loved it, right? And once I plugged in it, I mean, installed it, it didn't support controller. I had to do a whole backdoor way of doing it. It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh,
that makes no sense.
I'm being asked, are those headphones you use to play games? Yeah, it's actually, I was using a specific gaming headset. and it just sounded worse than my actual television. But it was a budget headset, so maybe that's why, you know? Dana, get
Tony.
In. Hold on. Okay, before that, go ahead, Manny. What's your question?
Tony, those are the foldaway headphones, right? Those ones that you have?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. So those are the ones that have the little dongle that you can use.
That one didn't.
Really? No, I mean the ones that you currently have on.
Oh, these? Yeah, these are just regular, you know?
Yeah, they. I mean, I think that's the one that might have. Oh no, that's not it. Okay.
Yeah.
The one pair I have, the ones that I was using on my stream, are just the pair of normal Sony headphones that you can use with your phone or anything like that, and it has like a little dongle in the side, and that's how you can hear.
Yeah, the inline control.
Use the microphone.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, Dana, get in here. What other games have you been playing?
Aside from Sonic, I've been playing this game called The Low Road. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, so the game's called Low Road. Yeah, tell us about that.
Explain it first and then give my opinion.
Okay.
It's basically like this espionage. It's about this, takes place in the 70s. And, you know, it has all that nice little tight music, the 70s type stuff. And basically you start out as playing this girl called Numi. She's an agent and she works for a corporate espionage company called, you know what that stands for. Anyway, you start at the bottom and you have to work your way up to the top. Really great. And it has this great like 1970s opening. So you're like, you're right there, you're ready to play. The only bad problem is the game is ass. It is horrible. And it had all these really great elements and opportunities to be great, but it just didn't work. it's very incohesive. So I've been suffering with that, and I'm at the point where I just don't want to play it anymore.
Yeah, is this for review? Because it sounds horrible.
So yeah, it is. It is. And it's like, basically what happened is that the problem that I had was that the story goes really quickly, and they have puzzles in it, but it's like puzzles for like a first grader.
Okay.
And it's not good at all. And it starts out and you have like this, you really think that you're going to get this really great game, this throwback to the 70s, and you have a point in it where it's funny, and you're like, the music is just right there and it's clever and everything seems to be going well, but then it's like Jupiter's Ascending for video games.
Oh God, that's not a good endorsement.
Yeah, no, it's not a good game. So, you know, you're going to get honest endorsement. It's just, I would give it out of like, you know, out of a 5, it would get like a 1 or something. Yeah, 1.
Wow. Jim Serling rating right there, you know. All right. Anything else? Any other actual good games?
Overwatch and yeah, Sonic.
That's awesome.
And Injustice 2, and you get frustrated.
Let me ask you, do you play with Gary? Because he's the big Overwatch guy. I love Overwatch.
Gary has weird time zones. So, like, when he's asleep, I'm awake.
Yeah, and vice versa, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah, Gary, he always talks about Overwatch. Sorry, Gary, I'm not playing that shit.
Overwatch, I'm like, it's like,
are you loving the new character, Doomhand?
Yeah, right? That's hilarious. All right.
Fighting words.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's about it. Cool. A lot of reviews, so I have like not been playing as much.
All right. Chris, man, what you got?
Yo, I'm very close to platinuming Resident Evil 7 for the second time.
Oh shit, man.
Oh, so I just need to get the files. I think I need to find all the files, and I forgot to craft everything with chem fluid and strong chem fluid. So those are the only things I need.
All right. Anything else?
I downloaded, because there was another sale on PlayStation. I downloaded Destroy All Humans. So I'm
going to
play that again. It was like $5. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. I rented it years ago on PS2. I didn't actually own it. So I'm like, yo, I kind of want to play this again.
Yeah, it's a good game, man.
Yeah, I played a little bit of it, but I'm gonna go back and play it again.
It's actually really fun.
Yeah, the game's pretty awesome. Right, mm-hmm. Dana, can you mute yourself? I just realized what that is. Every time you get a message, it goes brum, brum.
That's the vibration of the thing. It almost sounds like a Popeye's pipe, like boop boop. Like we got Popeye the Sailor in here.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, because I have a message for you.
Now you're making me think about Uncle Joey from Full House. He always used to do Popeye. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Olive oil.
All right. Chris, anything else? Are you good?
Yeah, that's it for now.
All right. And mad respect for going back to Resident Evil. I tried. I'm like, no.
No. It's like automatic now. I like open the door. I'm like, there's a motherfucker on the corner. Pow. I shoot before I even turn the corner, yeah. Man. I just memorized it.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
You're the Resident Evil master.
I'm actually the biohazard because I fuck up everything else in the house.
Yes. There you go. So you're not locked in there with them. They're locked in there with you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like Rorschach in there, man.
All right. Carlos, man. I already know what you're going to say first, though.
Yeah, Sonic Mania. We talked about it earlier.
No, Heroes of the Storm.
Riders of course, man. The Storm.
Yeah.
Heroes of the Storm.
Yo, what so level are you in that game, man?
In Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah, are there levels? I'm guessing there's levels, right?
There's rankings. So there's it's like Overwatch. There's you have like a ranking for every different type of game type. So there's like Team League, Unranked, and stuff like that. So I'm pretty much gold in everything. There's like different tiers. There's bronze, silver, gold, platinum. Like diamond and like some other crazy one. So I'm like gold, like a pretty high ranking gold. And yeah, like there's also different ratings. Like you just get ratings for playing the game a lot, kind of like the, what Call of Duty does. And yeah, I'm a decent level. I'm like a 450 or something like that, which is okay. There's like people that are like 1,000, but it takes goddamn so long to get there. So other than that, playing Nier. Nice. Man, Nier is just good, man. I really love that game.
What, like it's how without any spoilers, what part of are you at?
So I found someone that like was missing. Does that ring a bell?
Someone that was missing. Okay.
There was like a huge battle and someone went missing.
Ah, yes, yeah, yes. Okay.
So I'm a little bit past that, but that's like the biggest thing, like a big hint near where I'm at.
Yeah,
it's near. You know, one kind of cool thing about that game is it has those really like I would say to also play the side missions, because the side missions actually greatly expand a lot of the storytelling of the game. So there's a lot of, you know, stuff that, and there is one specific side mission that actually explains a pretty big plot point that comes up later in the game, but you don't realize that until later on, though.
Well, one thing that actually I recommend is if you ever get auto heal, equip that shit. Because
I have that. You have auto heal and deadly heal. Deadly heal is that it takes for as many hits that you take on an enemy, it restores that to you.
Ooh.
So like, if you have like let's say like, I think I have mine up to like level 3. So it pretty much, you know, anything out you kill or whatever, it'll just heal you right back up again.
Nice. Yeah, like I didn't mess with it.
You can kind of make yourself a pretty like a beast, really.
Yeah, because I didn't know about that. I didn't mess with the plug-in chips at first, so I just got the stock one, and I started messing with that, and I got the auto heal. I'm like, man, I've been using freaking recovery items all this time. Yeah, man. So yeah, but Nier is like probably top 4 game this year for sure so far. And other than that, Sonic Mania. We already went through that, so that's pretty much what I've been playing.
Nice.
Riders of the Storm.
Every time, man. All right, Brian, man, what you been playing, man? What are you playing right now? Because I know you're playing some RTS or some shit. Something's going on back there.
I'm playing nothing. Yep, I'm genuinely playing nothing these days. I have nothing going on. It's mainly just been like movies and TV shows for like the last couple of weeks. So, but when I do get back beyond Good and Evil, I will get that. And then after that, it's going to be Dragon's Dogma Platinum. I will get
shit.
It before the ends out, before the year ends out.
Yep. That's what I like to hear, man. All right. What you fan of Fash says, what about Senran Kagura, Brian?
I'm just waiting. No, they have the new one. Peach Beach something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Manny. Keep up.
You know.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that one. I've actually had a look at the platinum list, and it seems doable, but I'm very apprehensive until I finish off my PS3 backlog. So, priorities.
By the way, I love how Brian's talking. I'm leaving the camera on Manny because his cat's grooming himself right now. Podcat.
Awesome. Thing back there.
All right, Brett, man, what you playing?
Sonic Mania. Much to everybody's surprise. Yes. I've been picked up Yakuza 0 again because that game just kind of fell by the wayside. Nice. And I never actually got into it. I'm still very lazily working on my Master Sword trials, so that barely qualifies. I've kind of taken a short Zelda break. That's about it. I keep needing to jump back into Disgaea as well, but that's a huge time sink.
This guy over here, by the way, shout out to the Throwdown Crickets, as always, you know.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's going on, fellas? You know, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, you already know Sonic Mania. I just beat it
tonight, and before that, I was playing some Hellblade. I beat that, but I do want to go back to replay the game so I get the platinum. I got every trophy except one, because throughout the game, you have to collect these runes, and you actually, like, I didn't realize it until halfway through the game. It actually tells you what rune comes up next and which ones you're missing, so I'm missing three of them. Two of them are at the beginning of the game, and one of them is almost at the end of the game. The game does save, so if I wanted to do a new game plus, everything I pick up will already be there. It'll only be the missing ones, but I still have to play through a pretty significant amount in order to get that other one. So that's kind of shitty. But, you know, the game's super short, so whatever, you know. I don't mind. But, yeah, I'm getting that platinum, boys. I'm getting that platinum. And I've also, when I can, snuck in some Agents of Mayhem because, you know, as much as I love that game, Sonic Mania comes first. But now that I beat Sonic Mania, I'm jumping on Agents of Mayhem. And, of course, you already know what happens next week, man. Motherfucking Uncharted. I can't wait.
Hey, how far into Agents of Mayhem are you, time-wise?
Like 5 hours, maybe? Not that far, man.
Man, those reviews have been all over the place. Some say it's trash, and some are like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's one of those games, you know? I think it's because, who was it? I forgot who it was, but they said because the game is very humor-like, right? And some people don't like certain types of humor, so it won't click with them, you know? Me, I like the type of humor they do, which is basically like a bunch of 80s references, you know? I like it. It's good. But now I can finally put more time into it. It's just Sonic Mania, that's the priority, man.
But next month, Tony, Knack 2 comes out, man. Knack 2.
The hottest game of the year, man. Fuck Sonic Mania, man. It's all about that Knack 2.
Watch out. Zelda, Injustice 2, like, Honor, just watch out. Knack 2 is coming out.
Yo, could you imagine if Knack 2 is legitimately the hottest game of the year? Wouldn't that be funny?
Okay.
No. Knack 2 decided to add on
NPDs? I don't know.
When creating Knack 2, I realized that I made a mistake. And for this time, I decided I was going to use the PlayStation Pro to its maximum ability. 4 billion teraflops we are working into this.
Did you guys see there was a table tennis VR game came out?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't have VR, but I wanted to know if you guys knew about it. I mean,
I know you guys have it.
Yeah, that would have been like
table tennis.
I mean, what did I tell you? I said that makes perfect sense for VR because it's like there's a ball, you have your hands, you know, with the little wands. And so I don't know if you guys find a demo or something, play it. Somebody let me know what you think.
I just want to say that sports quote could be applied to literally any sports game. You've got the ball, you've got the little paddles. You kind of
no, can't do it in soccer, can't do it in football.
Okay, true that.
All right, let's start wrapping up. So a couple of things here. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to the crazy fanboys first because they're now showing up to my Crackdown 3 video. Like, I was surprised that I wasn't getting any hate in the comments. Now I'm getting hate in the comments. Some guy's saying I'm a cancer to the industry. So thank you for that. Oh, man. And also, I'm going to give a big shout-out to our boy Sneak Thief, who finally got his copy of Final Fantasy 12. I'm sorry for getting you that shit so late.
Yo, but, man, you failing.
Yep. But he got it, man. Better than, by the way, this is how fucked up I am. I forgot what people I owe books to. I think I know, but I don't know 100%.
Dude, that's fucked. Dude, you got to keep better track of that shit. Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But, you know, I think I know who it is, but, you know, I'll make sure.
You have at least emails or something like that.
Oh, right? I got that shit. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only one guy I'm unsure of. I know two. The other guy, a little bit unsure, but I'll talk to him. But anyway, speaking about contests, and I will get you this shit back because I don't want this big fucking, you know, box in my house, you know? Sonic Mania. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, right? I'm going to grab Manny tomorrow. We're going to do a separate video just for this. Mm-hmm. Contest. So we're gonna, you know, as Brett suggested, keep it open to everybody. Basically, you know, we're not gonna ask any questions, any of that stuff. We're gonna pick somebody at random. What we're gonna need you to do is you subscribe to Throwdown, and then you go on Twitter and mention the contest and plug the channel. You know, so hopefully,
don't forget to watch.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Basically, what we'll probably do is we'll probably throw you guys out a tweet, and the contest will be open to all subscribers who retweet said tweet.
Yes.
So if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe and pay attention to Tony's Twitter and the video you guys are going to be seeing coming up tomorrow for more information.
Yeah, basically the video is going to finalize it, but that's the general gist of it, you know? Mm-hmm. We're going to hammer down the language and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much what's going to be it. It's like, you know, retweet the shit, you tweet it out yourself, subscribe and all that. And for
it's going to be easy. We're going to make it easy for you guys.
Yeah, we want the barrier of entry to be mega low, you know?
So tell your friends.
Let me just get the date for you. So episode 149 will be on September 7th. 47. Yeah, on September 7th. So we're just going to talk about this shit until then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yes, I will get you that fast because I don't want that shit in my house. It's too fucking big. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to do with this thing, you know? I got boxes. Look at all these fucking boxes back there. It's crazy. Look at this shit. You see it?
Yo, man, do I need to come over there again?
Maybe you do. Man, you saw those fucking boxes, you know?
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of boxes. But a lot of that shit is, like, stuff that you can't control. Like, you have a Nintendo on, like, a Super Nintendo underground over there that belongs to a friend.
But, again, a lot of those boxes over here, those are headsets, right? If I get the word that I could keep them, I'm giving them all away. Yeah, you know, I don't need them. You know, I'm probably going to keep the Astros for myself, but give the rest away, you know? So stay tuned for that.
You got Astros, the TRs?
Not the high-end ones, like the low-end Astros.
The A-10s?
A-10s, that's right. I got the A-10s are good, you know?
I got the 40s. That's what I'm on now. That's you could take these out.
Yes, A-10s don't do that shit, you know? Well, Brett, we'll talk about that, bro. All right, so let's start wrapping up. So, Dana, I want to thank you for being on the show. I hope you had a good time with us, you know? We're very different than the co-op. I know that.
Thank you for inviting me. It was just downright awful.
You know? All right. So, Dana, you know, let everybody know where they could find you and plug your shit, please.
I am on the coalition.com.
Oh, that was perfect.
I have to tell you something.
I'm also on Twitter at Sage Surge. So, find me. There stop me, be a killer.
Oh shit!
She's saying be a guy. I don't know. I don't invite that shit.
Yeah, don't do that. There's some.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
They're gonna find you, they're gonna kill you, and then wear your skin. You know.
Damn.
What? This is really dark, really quick.
You brought it up. You started.
Welcome to Throwdown.
Yeah.
You know. Your skin is being worn. What the heck?
I fear some people want to do that to me. I'm not gonna name any names though. All right, man. So let's wrap this shit up. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
Later, guys.
Chris Beely.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Go watch anime.
Brian Manjoma.
And then go watch Shin Godzilla.
Oh, yes. Brett Murdoch.
This motherfucker man has his own party music, and for some reason, he still goes first.
Yes.
You should save Manny for last.
He's the co-host, man. He always goes first. Adam Vail.
I said Lucha Underground and watch all the damn wrestling. There's like 22 hours of wrestling this week. You gotta watch it all.
Man. And Dana Abercrombie.
Have a great, great evening or morning, or however you're listening to this and whatever time zone.
You know. All right, guys. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Later. Deuces.
Later, guys.